I was wondering what the difference between concentration and mindfulness is. I know that we talked about those distinctions a bit before, but all I can remember is the differences between other things.
I mean, concentration in terms of, and particularly in terms of concentration as a translation of samadhi, it's like composure of mind, the settledness of mind, the sustained attention of the mind, and mindfulness, concentration or samadhi, really requires a continuity of mindfulness, so that mindfulness is your building block of, say, of samadhi. And it's something that Ajahn Chah used to put a lot of attention on or emphasis on, in the sense that, you know, if you think you've got samadhi, but you're not mindful, you're not very mindful, you're not very clear, you're not very attentive and aware, then that's not concentration. That is something else. And so that another perspective, and mindfulness is say, as this, you're starting to build the picture of mindfulness, this ability of the mind to be alert and present, but then reflective as well. So one of the words that is used to describe samadhi, concentration, in Nepali is ekakada, which is called one-pointedness. And one-pointedness is, to me, is not a great translation of that, but that's beside the point. I think a better translation is unification, unification of mind, which is a good translation. So Lompa Tomato talked about this, this quality of samadhi or one-pointedness, and he said, but you know, there is two different kinds of points: a point that includes and a point that excludes. So that oftentimes what we're trying to do when we make our mind one-pointed, we're trying to exclude and push stuff away, and keep stuff at bay, keep the thoughts at bay, keep the memories at bay, excluding, or different feelings come. We're trying to so that we can be one-pointed. And he said that is not really a good, it's not a solid base. Whereas a point that includes is this quality of mindful attention, mindful awareness, a mindfulness that includes and encompasses and recognizes and is not shaken by anything. And so that reflecting on these differences between concentration and mindfulness, it's an important reflection, because we have certain assumptions as we, you know, as we practice. And you know, I've got to get my act together. I've got to concentrate my mind. I've been scattered for so long, which is true, but it's oftentimes there gets to be this sort of frantic quality where we're trying to push stuff away, and that sense of being able to be that mindfulness is able to be present and not be shaken by anything is a really important quality. Also in the sense of, you know, when we think of concentration, even in terms of its literal meaning, is when we concentrate something, we concentrate a solution, we make that solution smaller. We concentrate a sentence, we make it smaller. When we concentrate the mind, we tend to try to make it smaller. And is that really what we want? Is that really what's helpful? Because sometimes having that spacious mind is really important in terms of how that spacious awareness is really important. Not spacious in the sense of spaced out awareness, but a comfortable, stable clarity of mind that is alert and present. So those are some reflections on mindfulness and concentration.